That report from Alistair Leith. The time is 11 minutes to 7. A think tank commissioned by Labour run Knowsley Council has suggested that the educational performance of its children could be transformed by setting up a grammar school. Knowsley, just outside Liverpool, is the worst performing authority in England for pupils at GCSE level. Well, the think tank is Respublica and its director Philip Blond is in our Tunbridge Wells studio. And we're joined from Liverpool by Damien McGlulty from the Knowsley branch of the Teachers Union, the NASUWT. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Philip Blond, what made you think that a grammar school was the answer or part of the answer?
Well, it's only part of the answer. And this really relates to the problem that we have in this country as a whole for white working class children. There seems to be a problem that of cultural disaffection, or white working class families are just not engaged in education to the extent they need to be, and indeed to the extent to which other similarly economically disadvantaged groups are. It may be because they've been burnt during the education process, we don't know. But the key point is what we need in areas like Knowsley is something that excites and that works with working class families to give them a sense that excellence is attainable for them, that excellence is a route for them.
Well, perhaps you should say for some of them, given that the whole point of selective education is that only some children will qualify and benefit.
Well, I agree with that point. I mean, the last thing we want to do at Respublica is introduce the grammar school secondary modern divide. But the point is, we know that selection can accelerate the performance of working class pupils. We know, for instance, in a 2015 study that the top performing cohort of those on free school meals, the portion of those that went to grammar schools outcompeted those who didn't by a full 10 percentage points. But selection works for different reasons. It works, we think, because it can encourage cultural engagement. It's an institution that is believed. And also, grammar schools, generally speaking, are in middle class areas, and middle class families game the admission process. In Knowsley, there are no middle class families to do that. So there's a chance for a selective pathway for working class children that actually has academic excellence.
Okay.
And in Knowsley, for instance, there's no current sixth form provision. So we need a beacon school that culturally signals that academic excellence is possible.
Let me turn to Damien McNulty then from the Teachers Union. Could you be convinced at all?
Well, the evidence is quite clear that it isn't structures of selection that improves high-quality teaching. It's investment in a broad and balanced curriculum. And the report has 33 separate recommendations and rightly recognises the key value placed at the beginning of young people's lives in high-quality early years about parental engagement strategies, and recognises that 15% of the adults within Knowsley have no formal qualifications, which is twice the national average. And it is about schools, local communities and local authorities working together to develop high quality education for not just the young people but for the adults in the community as
yes,
well.
Yes, and the point Philip Blond is making is that, you know, you need what he called a beacon school, something exciting, something energising, because this is an area of such low attainment.
Well, in Knowsley have had, and the report recognises, a significant number of initiatives and investments over the last 10 years. The key really is the investment in that high quality education, and you know, especially in paired small group additional teaching, that's really where organisations like the Sutton Trust and the Educational Endowment Foundation see evidence of effectiveness in strategic changes, not structures of selection per se.
Philip Blond, the measure that you're suggesting would still leave some of those children behind?
Well, the point is, you know, that, as Damien quite rightly says, we have a huge number of recommendations. The point in Knowsley, which is very particular, is at the moment the top 20% of students in the borough leave the borough for excellence elsewhere. So if Knowsley is to get off the bottom of its league table where it's languished for years, it has to have something that pulls those talented pupils back into the borough, and it needs a beacon school. Now, Knowsley seriously are to be congratulated because they've set up a commission. They didn't need to do that. And the council can't control what schools do. But we think it wouldn't be a bad thing at all if one of those schools became a grammar. But if you have a grammar school that is exclusively focused on working class pupils, that is profoundly different from the evidence elsewhere. But the evidence, as Damien quite rightly said, we call for a Team GB approach. We need a coordinated approach across the whole borough, focusing on marginal gains, and where individual schools look at what's working, look at what's not working, relate to the new commission set up by the council, and try to improve educational attainment
Philip
across
Blonde,
the board.
Damien McNulty, thank you both.